If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. This is NPC Live, and I'm your host, N64 Josh. It is Friday, and I had the question asked, what are the best Nintendo games that I have never played? Thought this was a good one. So we're going to let chat roll in here. Just give them a little bit of time. Before we do that, I want to invite everybody to the Discord, N64Josh.com/Discord. Come and hang out with us, chat games. It's a good time over there. Also, if you guys want to subscribe to the show, I've basically moved things off of Patreon and into the subscriptions, where you can get ad-free listening without having to go to another platform. So just wanted to make it easier for you guys there. Spotify and Apple both allow for subscriptions. So you can just head on over there and subscribe monthly. And on Apple, you have the option to pay for the entire year if you would like. So appreciate everybody that has subscribed so far. You guys are the best, and I do appreciate it. And there are going to be exclusive shows for the subscription coming soon. I'm going to work on the first one this weekend. So Captain N64 Josh is going to have his first episode coming out probably on Sunday. So excited for that. And we're going to be talking the best games that I haven't played. And I kind of had to rack my brain a little bit. Now, obviously, best game is going to be, it's a little bit relative, right? So I see Becca is here hanging out. Welcome on in. Good to see you. I know we got a handful more that are just hanging out. Haven't said anything in chat yet, but welcome on in, everybody. Best games I haven't played. There's going to be a lot of Pokemon on this list. A lot of Pokemon. And I know that there's a lot of Pokemon fans that listen to this show, and they're probably going to be saying, you're missing out on some of the best. Now, as Pokemon has begun like doing remakes and putting out games like Let's Go and Diamond and Pearl. Now, I had a great time with those, but I played Yellow and I did not play another Pokemon game until Let's Go Eevee. So wait, let me take that back. I tried X. It wasn't for me. I have Moon. Again, did not put any time into it. So yes, I have like slightly dabbled in a couple of games, but for the most part, I have not touched Pokemon games. And I know, and I own some of the better ones, like Soul Silver and Diamond and Pearl, like the old school, right? I have a copy of Pokemon Blue, but I have not touched them. I haven't got into them. So I know one of the games right off the bat that uh, that Servant mentioned was Triangle Strategy, which I have. It is in my collection. I can see it on my shelf, but I have yet to put it into my Switch. And so I thought part of the way we could do this episode is kind of just go like somewhat by genre or series of games that I've missed. Now on the thumbnail for this video, I have Mario RPG and Chrono Trigger. Now, Chrono Trigger, I can tell you, I have not in any way, shape, or form touched that game. I know nothing about it. I don't know why people love it so much. I have no, like, I got nothing. I'm nothing against the game. It's just not one that I ever played. Mario RPG, which I know a lot of people love, at the most, I borrowed from a friend or watched a friend play about like 15 minutes of it. But other than that, I didn't touch it. So I know that's going to be, basically you guys are just going to judge me through all of this. So go ahead and like get your pitchforks ready. Servant says Super Mario RPG is on the SNES Classic, and I have it. I've bought Mario RPG numerous times on the on my Wii and Wii U. So it's there. I've had access to it. I've just never played it. Wish I had Chrono Trigger on DS. That to me would be a great way to be able to play that one on the go. I feel like those kind of games lend themselves well to handheld. So I would have had I just know it's not cheap. It's not a cheap game, period, to try to get into those games. It looks like Servant says Chrono Trigger on Steam is the best way to play, but I love it on PS1. So there we go. Julie's asking about Red Dead. Never played. Going outside of Nintendo games, no. I have never touched any either of the Red Dead games. I have the first one. It's in my closet right now. But I've never played it. My son, he was way into it. He loved it on the Xbox 360. He was a huge, huge fan. He adored it, but I've never played it. So I was thinking, let's talk first Metroid games, okay? Metroid games. What have I missed? Prime 2, my save point. I had very low health, and then I went into a boss fight. Couldn't beat it. Tried and tried. Couldn't do it. Got too stubborn, didn't feel like starting over. Didn't go back to it. So Prime 2 didn't get finished. I did not love the idea of using the Wii remote and the nunchuck for Prime 3. So it never got played. So I'm really looking forward to those coming back to the Switch potentially. And what I played of Prime 2, I loved. And I can tell you that during that time frame when like Zero Mission and what was the other one? Fusion. I couldn't put those down. I had to play those. I loved it. So it was really a shame that I couldn't get any further in Prime 2. And it was just one of those situations where I just did not have enough health. I went into a boss fight not realizing it was starting a boss fight, and I couldn't go any further. So then I never played 3 at all. So I guess I did play Prime 2, but I didn't get very far. Moving to other series, The Legend of Zelda. What am I missing from there? Well, Minish Cap, played very, very little. Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages, hardly touched at all. Twilight Princess, I only made it, like, I got tired of running around as the wolf at the beginning, and I hear I actually fit, from what I understand, I actually was finally starting to open that game up and kind of just got tired of it, and so I walked away from it. I love the Zelda series. It's strange for me to say that, honestly. It's strange for me to say that I walked away from it. Wind Waker, couldn't get enough of it. I do think, and one of the aspects of Twilight Princess was the Wii Remote. I should have bought Twilight Princess on GameCube, and I probably would have had more fun with it because of the motion controls. I was just kind of turned off by it. So that probably would have helped. There were that era of Nintendo where they forced us to use Wii Remotes and they forced us to use the stylus on certain games. It was a rough time. I just was not a huge fan. So that's a factor for sure. If we move into Mario games, which is broad, right? Oh, I will say this, with Zelda games, I loved Phantom Hourglass, but Spirit Tracks, I could not get into. I'm like, I'm supposed to explore on a train. That means I'm on tracks and I can only go where there's tracks. So it just didn't sit well with me. I wasn't a huge fan of that one either. It may be different if I tried to go back to it now. I believe I have Phantom Hourglass in my collection, but I don't think I have Spirit Tracks any longer. So those are missing. This one's going to probably surprise some people. I had a 99% complete Donkey Kong Country on Super Nintendo. I don't know that I've ever played any of those sequels. I know, like, my younger siblings did and loved them, that they were in the house. But I don't think I really put any time into it. And I loved Donkey Kong Country. I thought it was great. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. So surprising for me to know that I didn't jump back into those games at all. So I see Nate is here. Servant says Mario plus Luigi Superstar Saga is a must play as well. And that, so let's talk about that. I've only played two of the Paper Marios. Color Splash on the Wii U and Origami King. Other than that, haven't played the other ones. And I know that there are people rage tweeting at me right now as they are listening to this. And yeah, I've played very, very few Paper Mario games. You know, the Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, any of those games that were kind of like the RPG Mario games on handheld, I spent little to no time with, honestly. Little to no time with at all. So I know that can probably be a little bit shocking. There's a few niche games like Donkey Konga and some of those kind of weird games that Nintendo had during that time period. Never touched it. Never touched those drums on the, weren't they on the GameCube and the Wii? If I remember correctly, I never touched them. Thinking about, like I said, Mario plus Luigi, like any of those RPGs, none of them. Hoffman over on YouTube says not missing much, not playing Mario games. I think Hoffman will forever be salty that Mario beat Sonic. I don't know, guys. That's my gut feeling. So that being said, that new Sonic game coming out, I can't wait to play it. I'm so excited for Sonic Superstars. I think it looks fantastic. And I hope it is. I hope it plays as well as it looks. And from what we're seeing so far, it looks like it's going to. So that'll be exciting. Hoffman says Donkey Konga is a 10 out of 10. Yeah, it seems like something I would probably enjoy, honestly. So what other games have I missed out on? We went through Zelda. We went through some of the Mario games. Servant saying, if it helps, I've never played Mario 2. Wow. That's wild. That's one I have to play. I still play almost yearly because of, it's just one of those games I love. Star Fox. Let's talk Star Fox. Loved the first one on Super Nintendo. Played a ton of it. 64 got a ton of playtime. It was fantastic. From there, I don't think I played anything else. The adventure game, like Star Fox Adventures, did not interest me in the slightest. I was like, what are we doing? Not in a ship. And then because of that, I kind of just checked out from that series. I did play, you know, was it Star Fox Zero or whatever? Like, and that was on the Wii U. And that got very, I was like, this is not fun. The controls were so weird trying to move the gamepad around. It was like, it was like that same scenario of like forcing the Wii remote and the nunchuck, or making us use the stylus. Not a big fan. So Hoffman, we covered that at the very beginning. Did I play Chrono Trigger? I never have. So one day I'd like to remedy that. I'm hoping we get it on, we get like a remake on Switch. As Square and Nintendo seem to play nice together, it'd be nice to see that happen. Servant says confirmed. Josh hates Servant games, and Servant hates Josh games. There you go. That seems about right. So yeah, as far as the Star Fox series, I did play the one on DS quite a bit. I enjoyed that, but I did not play the I believe it was like the 64 remake on 3DS. Although I do think it is in my collection. I think I do have that in my collection. So, but I mean, look how long it took me to play Mario 64. It was like almost 20 years old, or maybe 20 years old, maybe 25 years old before I finally played Mario 64. You know, I played through Galaxy and Galaxy 2, but it was well after the Galaxy 1. I played through the moment I got it. Galaxy 2, I played through probably a couple years later, honestly. Like, I would, one of my favorite things to do is pack up old, like retro consoles and older systems and stuff when I go on vacation. And so it's like a cabin in the woods, doesn't have like Wi-Fi or anything. We can use our hotspots on our phones, but a lot of times I will lose myself in a Nintendo game that I have yet to complete. You know, that's where I completed Galaxy 2. That's where I completed Super Mario Land 2, the 6 golden coins. And so, yeah, oftentimes that's just a lot of fun going through some of those older games, being on vacation. So, you know, my list is extensive. But I mean, even Switch games that I've bought and have not opened, you know, that list is way larger than I would like to admit. Chibi Robo, never played. Now, I have Chibi Robo. Actually, I don't think I do. I have the amiibo, but I don't have the game. Barbie Pink Beauty says Star Fox Adventure is life. We need a new one. Okay, interesting. Glad to see some people like that. Joe says I also beat Galaxy years later, but that's because I did not own a Wii. There we go. So that's funny. I've never finished Sunshine, you guys. It's probably the only mainline Mario game that I've never finished. If I think about all the 2Ds, oh, you know what? I've been to World 8 on New Super Mario Bros. Wii, but I never completed it. Because that game I always had to play with my daughters, and they were very little, and they were like, nope, we're not. Go back to level one. Like, so wait. Servant says, I hate flying games. Imagine liking Star Fox and Crimson Skies. What? I love both those games. What What flying games do I dislike? Now I'm confused. Joseph, to clarify, did not own a Wii until 2011. 2013. Oh, you literally hate flying games, but you like Star Fox. Imagine. Oh, you're talking about me. I see. I understand. You hate those games and you hate Star Fox and Crimson Skies. Gotcha. But you like Star Fox Adventures. Okay. Nate says, I hate turn-based games where you actually need coordination. Okay, fair. That's fair. What I find, like, what's interesting to me is Ogre Battle on, like, I think it was on Super Nintendo. I adored that game. Like, my buddy introduced me to that. I couldn't play enough of that. It is the most not Josh game I've probably ever played and really enjoyed. And then I found out that Tactics Ogre is essentially a remake on the Switch. So I'm excited to pick that up and eventually play through that again. I think that'll be great. Now, I think let's talk Ninja Turtles games. All right. Since the Cowabunga collection, I was able to play a few that I hadn't played. I had the first Turtles game. The second Turtles game got hours and hours of playtime. Like, I would play through it, pick a new turtle, and go back through it again. Turtles 3, I would rent it continually, but would always get to one area and then I could never beat it. Same with the first Turtles game. I got to the Technodrome once. That game seemed like it was impossible. I know there's some like offshoot Turtles games that weren't that great. I have the GBA of TMNT where you play as Raph quite a bit. That's actually a pretty solid game. But I never beat it. I know there's like some more Turtles fighting games and stuff. I have Tournament Fighter on the NES. That is in my collection. It is extremely difficult. I'm not sure that I've ever beat one of the fighters. It is incredibly hard. Fun fact, though, never played it on the Super Nintendo, which really surprises me because I was such a huge Ninja Turtles fan and such a huge fighting game fan. The fact that I never played Tournament Fighter on Super Nintendo really surprises me. Or Sega. It was on the Genesis as well. Of course, Turtles in Time, that got hours and hours of playtime. I just adored that game. I think my copy of it has a sticker from the place I used to rent it from, Thrifty Foods. And it no longer exists. So that's kind of fun. There were a few other games I would play. I don't know. This is a deep cut here, but do any of you guys remember Super High Impact Football? And like, I remember renting it and playing it with my dad, and you could hit somebody so hard that there would be body bags on the field, and the announcer would go, "Somebody get a body bag." And I was just like, wow, this is wild. Like, this is so brutal. But it was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. That was one that we would rent from Thrifty Foods as well. Firestone over on TikTok says, I loved NFL Blitz. Yeah, fantastic series. So good. Barbie doesn't remember Super High Impact Football. Yeah, it was on the SNES. I believe that was the name. Let me look it up real quick, but I'm pretty sure it was Super High Impact. Oh, it was an arcade game as well. Yeah, it was kind of brutal. I'm going to make sure it was on the SNES. It looks like it was on the Genesis for sure. Oh yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Super High Impact Football. It's one to look up, watch some gameplay of. It's interesting. In the similar play style to Blitz, you know, Blitz was very, very over the top and wild. It was a good time. As far as mainline Nintendo games though, like, never played Chibi Robo, obviously not super mainline. Kid Icarus spent very little time with. There's a ton of Kirby games I missed, although some of them are fantastic. it's not Nintendo first party, but I've hardly spent any time with Mega Man. I spent very little time with Mega Man. So Xenoblade, I played 1, 2, and 3. I've beat 2. I have not played is it X? But it's in my collection. And I'd like to at some point. It looks like they add mechs into the mix, which could be pretty fun. As far as other RPG, I mean, the list of RPGs is extensive. Bayonetta, played the first one quite a bit and the second one some. And the third one, I think I bought it. I think I bought the third one with my, when I bought Tears of the Kingdom digitally with the little vouchers. I think I got Bayonetta that way as well. I got the Bayonetta Collector's Edition, but I didn't want to open it. So it's sitting in the box. So huge fan of that genre of game too. I love it. So I see Rob over on TikTok. What's going on, baby? Good to see you. You guys got me thinking about another game though when you asked about Bayonetta. Oh, because when I was deciding whether to get Bayonetta or Advance Wars, I went with Bayonetta because I want the physical of Advance Wars. So I have yet to pick that up yet. And that's another series I've never played. And again, kind of surprises me because I love that genre of game. And I used to play a game on the computer when I was like probably in like eighth grade. My uncle had it was called Battle Island, and it was kind of like a simpler version of Advance Wars, if you will. So Barbie Pink Beauty says, I pray Persona 3 Reloaded comes to Switch. And Servant says, Astral Chain is a must play. Yes. The time I've spent with Astral Chain, I have thoroughly enjoyed. I thought it was fantastic. Probably one of those games that you could buy and leave sealed. Go get it graded. It'll probably be worth something in a few years. The other one is there was a Tokyo Mirage Cross Fire Emblem. Never touched that. And a lot of the Fire Emblem games I haven't played. And again, like, it's a style of game that I enjoy, obviously slower paced, but I've hardly put any time into the two Fire Emblem games on Switch. And I would like to play those more. Just need to find the time. Some of these games they take a lot to spend those that many hours with them. Let's talk Mario sports titles. So I can tell you the ones I played: tennis and golf on 64. GameCube golf got a ton of play. Finally played Strikers. Have Sluggers. I have all the four: tennis, golf, baseball, and soccer. I've had both of those on the Wii and the GameCube, and I've played the majority of them, just a tiny bit. But I know there's like some offshoots, like some basketball and some of the handheld versions of these games I never even touched. On Game Boy Color, I played Mario Golf and liked it. It was very much an RPG. But sometimes I find it strange. Do you guys ever come across games, like older games, and you're like, wait, that existed? That's happened with me with some of these Mario sports titles. I'm like, I usually stay pretty up on what games were coming out and when. And I feel like I had no idea that like the GBA had different versions of like Mario Tennis and I believe Mario Golf. And I feel like I didn't even know they existed. Now, at that time, too, I could have been playing more Xbox and Halo and stuff like that. So Servant says Mega Man Soccer is greater than Strikers. Man, that must be an incredible game. Nate says it's crazy to see everybody 1-2 Switch. Still no pictures or anything. Yeah. Yeah. And like we talked about on the show last night, there's a chance there's a direct coming up. So Joe says I've only ever played Strikers, so none of the other sports titles for you. So I mean, the list is long. The Animal Crossing games, played most of them. Pikmin, I've played the third one. I don't think I've played the other two. Luigi's Mansion, I have never played the first game, only the second and third. And neither of those have been completed. So that's a thing. You know, and I mean, I'm looking over at my collection. There are so many games I have never touched. You know, as far as some non-Nintendo games that have even come out this year, I picked up Star Wars Jedi Survivor or whatever, and haven't touched it yet. I haven't even started the game. So Joe says, please stream Luigi's Mansion. I really wish we could play the multiplayer of Luigi's Mansion. That would be so much fun. So, you know, and I mean, even when we were doing the, you guys chose what I streamed, I did that Wii Sports Resort. I don't think I played that much at all. And I know some of you guys in chat, like, Wii Sports Resort was life. Nate says Luigi's Mansion is probably one of the best on Switch. Probably top two. That's incredible. I see George over on TikTok. What is going on? So I feel like it's a fairly extensive list. How does my list compare with some of you guys? Do you feel like I have played less games than you? Because it's probably different for all of us, right? Some people may be way into one series, but not as much into another one. So Joe says, I haven't played any of the new ones, just the old Luigi's Mansion. Okay. Servant says Luigi's Mansion is top five Switch game. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They're great. They're great. And, there's a good question. Evan64 over on YouTube says, have you played Earthbound? I have not. Earthbound is on that list of games that I've never touched. And that list, you know, include like Earthbound, Chrono Trigger, that kind of stuff. Part of me is kind of holding out to see if those games get remakes at all. Servant says, I think I spend too much time in a few genres that I really enjoy and don't branch out. Your list is shockingly complete. Oh, interesting. Okay. I wasn't expecting to hear that. Interesting. Nate's saying that Luigi's Mansion is fantastic. Yes, Joe, absolutely. Becca's never played. If you guys find yourself in a little bit of a lull, and I know there's some sales going on right now. I don't know if Luigi's Mansion is part of it, but highly suggest Luigi's Mansion, especially on Switch. It's worth playing for sure. Clever the Great over on YouTube says, too much reading in Earthbound for Josh. Man, it's like you guys know me. That's crazy. That is crazy. Okay, and Firestone says, don't branch out, LOL. If I play a different game, then I can't play Kart. Or I don't branch out. Because if I play a different game, I can't play Kart. Yeah. And Firestone is helping me with those speed runs on Mario Kart. So, well, I appreciate you guys so very much. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you tomorrow for another NPC Live. You're all amazing. I love you. And we will see you in the next one. Bye now.